With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This whole thing to me is just backwards. It's just backwards. Like, the way that they should have handled this was through the proper channels. For whatever reason, and the crazy thing is this happened, what? When did this happen? Saturday?
Saturday.
It happened Saturday. Today is Tuesday. The suspension came down yesterday, and they had ample opportunity to give off their hot take yesterday. And so it's like they sat on this. Yeah. And Simmer thought it through and then tweeted this. That makes it all the more egregious to me because it's not like this was a reactionary, oh, the suspension came down, I'm in my mood right now, I'm about to give off this take. This came out this morning. And I just find it hard to believe that, you know, the umpires would approach it this way, but clearly they have. MLB has had a response to it. That's how egregious this tweet
yes,
is. Is that MLB has had a response. The MLBPA has had a response. Usually you'll get one from the MLBPA. That's just how that kind of cat and mouse game
works. They're not going to let the umpires get a word in without a rebuttal.
Exactly. But very rarely does the MLB step in and say something that is kind of puts the umpires union in a negative light. Very rarely. So that just tells you how they felt about the tweet and how inappropriate it was.
Right.
It sets up a bad stage for the umpires and the players, right? Because players, if Manny had decided to go on his Twitter account and blast the umpire, he would have been suspended, he would have been fined, and that would have been the end of it, right? This is a union call right here. And there's a reason why the Players Association doesn't tweet things like this after a call. I mean, or after a suspension or any of that. They handle it through the right channels. The Umpires Association made a mistake here. And I think it's going to have some rippling effects for the rest of the season as it pertains to player-umpire relations. Because once you take it to this realm right here, we talk about it every day on Twitter. Twitter is, and by the way, they're getting eviscerated on Twitter, by the way.
The umpires are.
They're getting crushed on Twitter. And that's the thing, is that we can go back and find all kinds of clips where an umpire is escalating the situation, where he's throwing a temper tantrum because of a way he may have felt a player initially approached the situation. So that's the problem with it, is that it's a little bit hypocritical. To be posting those exact words on a tweet that is tweeted out amongst the masses and not take any accountability for any of your actions, because I think most players would tell you they feel like the umpires go mostly unnoticed and unpunished about things that they do wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.